In 1984, David N. and I were the vegetables, Wild Asparagus, and we started off with a 10-week tour circumnavigating the United States. And at that point, we became unemployable.
Hardcore.
But
in fact, I was fired from my job.
And I was in high school.
Okay. So anyway, we did get to explore a lot of places, and we still travel around a lot. And one of the things is that when you're traveling like that, the shopping opportunities are really terrific, especially if you go to used clothing stores. And the Salvation Army has branches all over the country, and it's a great thing. Now, various members of the band have different levels of shopping acuity. I have very low level of shopping ability. I have maybe 5 minutes. But what I learned was, because the other bands, the members, their time limits were, they like Becky, her alarm goes off next after 60 minutes.
So, I don't think so.
No?
No.
Okay.
She's been getting more.
She's real
She's
bad.
Having some more shots.
I'm talking about the early years here. Anyway, so what I usually do is I find a book, and I get through most of the book by the time they were ready to leave. David, however, wrote a tune for Anne, and he calls it Anne's Salvation, and that was the last tune that we just played.
He couldn't help it.
The next song is going to be a song that we learned from our good friend and producer, Pete Sutherland. And it has a wonderful chorus that I would love for you to join me on. The words, in case they come by too fast, are, "Lay me down like a leaf on a river, and let it bear me away from the past. And I'll lose all these hard old memories, and I'll be living my own."
He just stayed the same.
like a leaf on a river, and let it bear me away from the past. I'll lose all these hard old memories, and I'll be living my own life at last. Mama, she'd always tell us, you're not poor folks. Long as a wealthy spirit is what you're living for. Sometimes I wonder why they even had me and turned around and had seven more. And if I had the power, ask for what I needed, who would have helped me out if things got rough? And I think of that, and I need someone to hold me. Sometimes even that is not enough. So lay me down like a leaf on.
Sat out on a porch somewhere and he taught me this tune, and it's a beautiful reel, but we play it very slowly. And then we'll go into two Irish reels. Actually, the second one is another tune of David's called The Marble Halls of Learning. And he conceived of this idea in an institution, an institution kind of like this one. Except the bathrooms were fancier, and they had marble in them, and that's where he thought of this picture.
Thank you.
Well, I was reminded as I began to play my guitar without pushing the right button on the millions of things lying there on the floor. Susan Davis from Atlanta once said, "Live by the doodad, die by the doodad." So, I'm going to sing a song for you with my back to this area. I'm sorry, but I had to see them. It's a wonderful Greg Brown tune called Early. Stay. One, two, three, one, two, three. Walked out alone, looked down the street, there was no one around, but the sun was just a coming up over my home on Hickory Street in a little farm town. And it's ooh-wee, ain't the morning light pretty while the dew is still heavy, so bright and early. Home on the range, it's a one horse town, and it's all right with me. Well, the clouds roam the prairies, and the prairies brought life. Little towns blossomed, and soon there were many, and they were scattered like fireflies across the dark night. And one was called Early, and they sure named it right. And it's ooh-wee, ain't the morning light pretty while the dew is still heavy, so bright and early. A home on the range, say one horse down, and it's all right. Summers have burned out the fields, scorched fine colors, and it's cut back the yields. But the rain has returned to wash away our fears. It's the finest green summer that we've seen in years. And it's ooh-wee, ain't the morning light pretty while the dew is still heavy, so bright and early. Home on the range, say one horse down, and it's all right with me. And it's ooh-wee, ain't the morning light pretty while the dew is still heavy, so bright and early. My home on the range, say one horse down, and it's all right with me.
I just was struck by the thought that Bob McClellan was playing at the piano earlier, and we started out in music, in this kind of music anyway, doing dancing, and he was one of the first guys that we ever heard playing for dancing, and it's brought us all together and a lot of you all together, and it's just wonderful to be part of all that.
So, our last set of tunes. Two more tunes written by, one's written by my husband, Keith Murphy. And, it's called Bagad Gus. A bagad is a very large, noisy, a group of instruments, a band in Brittany, made up of lots of bombards. So you get the picture. It was written for Gus when he was 4 months old and was making lots of noise, as was this the other tune, which is called Gus Bus. That was written by David, Gus's dad.
We were on the same tour together, of course.
Right. So, we'll make lots of noise. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
much. We've had a great time here this week.
Have a great evening. We'll see you on the campus. Good night.